From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A week after violent protests broke out in the U.S. city of Charlottesville, Virginia, after white nationalists protested the removal of a Confederate statue, free speech marchers assembled in the city of Boston, Massachusetts, with VOA Carolyn Pursuti being there.
I'm in the middle of groups that have signs like Build the Movement Against Trump, Join the Socialists, End Racism, End Capitalism, Black Lives Matter. They're all carrying signs. The police made them dump all of their protest sticks that the signs were on because they considered those to be potential weapons. The Boston police are determined that there will not be any violence today, like there happened to be in Charlottesville, Virginia last week when one woman was killed when a van plowed into a group of counter-protesters. These are the counter-protesters, and that is why police are on high alert. They are on bicycles. They are on foot. They are in cars. They are making makeshift barriers with various roadblocks.
Again, VOA's Carolyn Pursuti reporting. Finland police say a stabbing spree left two people dead and at least six others injured in the southwestern coastal city of Turku, which is being investigated as a terrorist attack. The suspect, whom the police shot in the leg, has been identified as an 18-year-old Moroccan citizen. Former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon has vowed he is going to war for President Donald Trump as he returns to Breitbart News, the ultra-conservative publication he chaired before taking part in Trump's campaign and presidential administration. Bannon spoke Friday to Bloomberg News just hours after news broke that he was leaving his job as the president's most controversial advisor. This is VOA News.